Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, they took two out of three. They've won two series in a row. They're playing good baseball. You don't like to see a 7-1 loss, but I think under the circumstances, going into the series against the Cubs, you got to like power with how they're playing right now.
It's so funny because they faced three pretty good pitchers.
They did in Cincinnati.
They did Lolo, Lopolo. They faced Abbott and Martinez. You know, three good guys. They handled them very well. Actually, today, they feel a little bit short, but they got all the three pitchers they faced. They got good stuff.
Mullion Haw, this is the Mullion Haw live show from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, I want to thank the fine folks at Nuts on Clark for providing popcorn for everyone this morning. It's been a lot of fun, and obviously we got the Cubs and the Sox coming up today, and we are delighted to welcome in both Ozzie Guillen, a regular appearance, and Chuck Garfine joining us as well. Gentlemen, fantastic to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You guys appear everywhere together, right?
We're the partners. Yeah. I spend more time with him than I spend with my own wife. I get home and I just go to sleep. We spend all day together, holding hands. You know what's funny? This is the real deal. I'm just a diva. He's just like, hey, okay, Ozzie, we're going to talk about
I'm the professional.
The professional, the producer, everything go together.
Well, we were talking about it. Like, Ozzie, you know that the Pope knows you because he was there in 2005 watching you manage a World Series
game. He might have been wearing a number 13 jersey
for all we know. He knows you. He grew up on the South Side. He knows you.
He said a prayer for you.
Does he know Chuck? Chuck, do you think
you know
the Pope was watching you?
I think because I'm from Flossmoore.
There you go.
He was, I think he was working in Homewood and Olympia Fields, New Lenox, Dalton. I think he listens to my podcast. I think he's listening to the podcast right now. Any free moment that the Pope has, he's dialing in with the White Sox. He's watching pre- and post-game shows. He's listening to the podcast. He wants to know how Chase Meidroth is doing. That's what if I met him, I'd say, hey, what do you think about Chase Meidroth and Edgar Carroll?
You know what the Pope said for real is doing that? He said, is Ozzie Guillen still talk English that bad? I said, I speak better Spanish than Ozzie speak English.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's so class. It's very funny. We played the cut from Will Venable because when word broke that the Pope was from Chicago, word was that he was a Cubs fan. And then the Cubs kind of
on the marquee
pushed that up. Hey, he's Cubs
on
fan.
Twitter. And everywhere.
Then his brother came out and said, no, we're Sox fans. He's a Sox fan. And then I was watching the crawl on the marquee network one day, and it said Pope is a local baseball fan. Like
They wouldn't go all the way.
They just limited it. They didn't say which team. It was pretty funny.
Well, I say that when that's happened, I say, you know what? The Pope is a Chicago fan.
That's right.
That's what I say. Hey, no matter what, I think I wish the best for the Bears, for the Bulls.
Yep.
We need the Pope help. I tell you, being a sport in Chicago, we really, really need the Pope.
Well, I mean, I don't
Jesus
have
Christ, said, can you help my town, please?
I don't have it. I don't have it officially from him, but I'm pretty sure he called up Tim Elko because the masses wanted Tim Elko.
He raised him
so
up.
So he brought Tim Elko to Chicago.
He got some clout. Well, so you guys could have used thoughts and prayers last year, going through what you went through, but you guys were the most entertaining part of the 2024 season for the White Sox this year. I guess we'll start there. How much easier, how much better has it been? Even though the record is what it is, nobody's going to overstate that, but they have been more competitive is the word we're using. In May, they've been a 500 team. How much different has it been for both of you guys this year, watching these games, talking about them before and after?
Well, this team is much better. I know the record doesn't say it yet, but the games have been close. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I believe 16 of their losses, basically half of their losses, have been by two runs or less. So they're in so many of these games. And, you know, I want to put something to rest here. Everyone, not everyone, I hear White Sox fans saying, this team's going to be worse than last year. They are worse than last year. Last year's team had three stretches where they combined to go 3-55.
Wow.
Do you see this team doing that?
Well, not with his pitching. No.
Yeah. So you can't predict a baseball season, but this team is they play the game better. They're doing more of the little things that we like to see them do. There's more things going on, and you know, I'm enjoying the other than when they play the Royals, the Twins, and the Guardians. They're 0-10 against them, and I'm beside myself. I can't even watch them. So and you see the agony that I have. I struggle when they play the emotionally, mentally, when they play the Guardians, the Twins, the Tigers, and the Cubs.
And the Oakland
so,
A's.
Like, I'm going to be a mess
and the Oakland
this
A's.
Afternoon. And when they're in Oakland or Sacramento. Well, you know, he knows me so well.
It's just, I think to me, between the different this year, I think you see the many games, there was one hit away.
Right.
One, do the little, move the guy over away. A strikeout with first and third. You know, just one little thing that could be a better season. That's what they're doing right now. The difference between last year and this year is, for me, is by far, we know how to stupid manager.
Oh, God. Preach to the
choir. By the way, I'm not going to say Will Venable is the greatest manager in baseball, the best thing, but when you talk to him, or when you hear him before and after the game, you're like, well, that's it. That's what we have. Pedro was lying to everybody, was selling he was selling the car without engine.
Yeah.
Every time, we got a great car. That car is a beautiful car. You know, no engine.
Yeah.
Then that's the way Pedro every day come up with something like we never watched baseball in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like every time he talk, it's like, you know who I am. You know what I mean? Like when we're doing this, we talk about it. We go to sit down. And the best thing, what he say, oh, I got to take a look at it tonight.
Watch
to
the film.
Well, you know, I got to watch the film. You watch the game. Then the bad part of my side, Pedro made my job a lot better because I could criticize him every day. I was, my God, my wife said, why you talk about that? You sound like you hate him. I say, no, I don't hate him. I hate when people lying to themselves and when people lying to the fans. I say, the longer you're honest with the fans, you know what I mean? We always say, how are they getting today? That's it. Oh, well, we don't play well. We're going to get better tomorrow.
Well, I think what you're talking about is respect. And I don't know if people respected Pedro Grifol. And I'm not sure the players in the clubhouse did. And I think that's a difference that you see from the outside with Will Venable. And as an ex-player, you were an ex-player who became a manager. I just wonder how much easier it is to immediately get that respect because when they're talking to players about their plans to use them and when they're sitting him on days, that he's been through that. And I just wondered, how much that has helped Will Venable connect from day one with this young team?
But it's easy. To me, it's easier to connect with those kids because they say, I'll be in the big league. You guys try to make a living at the big league. They have a lot of young players out there. They just son had to play hard and play good every day. That means I can mold the team better. When Pedro got here, we have T.A., Moncada,
Jimenez.
Yes.
A bunch of gorillas.
Yes.
And the stars, you had Giolito.
You had Giolito,
they
had
Lee.
Right. You know, a lot of people. Yeah. It was a different scenario. And I know Pedro, and that's the reason Pedro went after, because even the players don't believe him. The players don't respect him. Why? Because what they hear from him. When they hear from him, they say, this is not a happening. What Pedro said, oh, I just talked to them. I got my people in the closet. Hey, if Pedro have a meeting, no. Okay, I know, because I watch in the club. I got a little buck. I can watch everything in the club. I sit in my house watching everything in the clubhouse. Like, oh, okay, they're doing this. But that's the difference between Pedro and Will. Will do a better job in game plans? Nah, because, you know, it's right now you don't have anybody.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
In the bullpen.
Yeah, I'll say this, I'll say this. Like,
the pieces
he has to work with for the bullpen.
Less.
I mean, I wouldn't even. I mean, I'm a sportscaster. I'm not
right.
a manager.
No,
but
you're
like,
John Q. What is it? Yeah.
I'm John Q. Sportscaster.
John Q. Sportscaster.
I'm John Q. Sportscaster. But I mean,
I'm Johnny Vegas, I'm not living the life of a Johnny Vegas. That guy's winning the Masters.
It's the eighth inning. Who are you going with? It's the ninth inning. Who are you going with the bullpen on a daily basis? You don't know.
Hey, the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. Guys, I got to tell you, when the season began, I was worried that the White Sox were worse than they were a year ago because they had Garrett Crochet a year ago and they had Eric Fetty. And Eric Fetty was probably a better pitcher than he got credit for. And I thought they should have gotten more for him when they traded him. But now Miguel Vargas has turned it around a lot. But I'm wondering, and we said this a few times, somebody up there knows something about pitching, right? I mean, and he's doing a hell of a job. And they are, you know, they've had seven guys go down with arm injuries, and they're still producing at the pitching position. Shane Smith, how did that happen? How did that guy create a pitch and become the player he is right now, starting today? Burke, I don't think I expected him to be that good. I thought Jonathan Cannon would be the best one of the bunch.
How about Vassell?
And Vassell is another guy they picked up as a
Rule 5
guy. So somebody's doing a good job. And then you look at, like we mentioned, Vargas. He's now hitting because he moved his
smarter.
Hand. I'm just saying
they seem smarter
they're
this year.
Doing better things with their team. I'm not saying their team's real good. But I thought that they really were going to have problems, and they've done a lot better than I expected.
You could say, in a way, they lucked out in some way with Shane Smith, but they recognized him. And what I mean by luck was this, that the Brewers had a lot of young pitching prospects, real good ones, and they had to make a decision. So they left him unprotected. Little did they know that Shane Smith in the offseason had, on his own, developed a changeup. And one of the best changeups out there. And the White Sox picked him up, first overall pick in the Rule 5 draft.
Right.
And then they faced the Brewers in spring training. And the Brewers were like, we gave up this guy? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And he's got a 2 ERA. He's given up 10 earned runs in his first 8 major league starts. So I'm very, very curious to see how he does against this Cubs offense, which is so good. If the wind is blowing out.
Great matchup today. The wind is blowing out.
Okay,
apparently.
So, I mean, Cade but that changeup could be an Shane equalizer. Smith. We'll see. I mean, that's a matchup. Shane Smith against that Cubs offense.
Ozzie, we were clamoring for Tim Elko for a long time. I even gave him a nickname, Big Timber, and he comes up, hits a home run in second game. But now, 2 of 15, what do you see in him that he's – is he pressing? Is he doing too much? How long will he be here?
I don't see anything. I just see one big home run,
yeah.
Just to be honest. I think but that gets you a better quality lineup. It makes a lot of guys play better. Vonnie's playing better. I'm not going to say because this kid's in town. But you put a lot of pressure, say, hey, you don't play well, that kid can take your job. I think right now it's too early to say how long you're going to be here. The White Sox pretty soon, they're going to make a few moves. A couple guys coming out of the IL.
Talkman?
Yeah.
I would assume Talkman is activated today.
Oh, really?
I think so, just because he was in Charlotte. He didn't play in the game yesterday. Yeah. You know, they need him. I mean, they've lost.
He knows Wrigley Field.
He knows Wrigley Field. But they've lost Benintendi, Slater. Rojas was out for a long time.
Yes.
And they had Talkman out. So they've been playing Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin's played like 19 games in left field. He's an infielder. So I think Talkman will be here today.
I like that kid.
Brooks Baldwin?
Yes, because that kid's giving me – in a winning team, this could be perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect because he play every position, play the game right, run the bases very well.
He's had big hits.
Right now we have to lead away because I think our offense has been horrible from the first day. They pick up here and there, they score eight, and they don't score any run for the next 3-4 days. Now, little by little, they start to do the little thing. You can see better at bats, and that helped. I think the White Sox are what they are right now just because the offense.
Here's a crazy thing. I mean, this is going to sound insane. And it's easy for me to say this, but they have the 28th ranked offense in baseball. They're in runs. If they were middle of the pack, I mean, I'm just magically making the middle of the pack. But if they were middle of the pack, they'd be close to 500 this year. Think about that.
That's crazy.
That's why you're saying they're competitive because, that's a really interesting stat. Ozzie, who's your everyday catcher? If you're the manager of this team, who would you lean?
Oh, Kettle. Kettle had to be the kid, yes.
Okay, you like him a lot.
Yes, I think the impressive thing about Kettle is like, handle the pitching staff. I know how they deal nowadays, like computer here, paper here, call report here. Everything is his mind. And the soon they take his equipment off, got to go to hit, get you good at-bats. Have bigger bats, I give a good pitcher. I think Carlos will be the one. And the question is, what are they going to do with Lee?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah. He's ready to come back.
Yeah, my man is doing a great job,
Matt
too.
Matt Theis
doing great. We just talked about yesterday off record. Say Matt Theis be a great, great trade. So anybody need a catcher in the big league level?
Oh, yeah.
I want that guy. Why? He gives you good at bats. He's behind the plate. Great. He's a veteran guy. Great teammate. A very professional. Is anybody need a catcher? I think it'd be the first guy I will.
He's got a .391 on base percentage. The thing about Caro, I mean, there's so much to talk about with him. Just 2 days ago, Mike Vassell was trying to get his first career save
since high school.
In Cincinnati, and he was struggling with his command a little bit. And there, behind home plate, is Edgar Caro. He's 22. He's been here for 3 weeks, and he's guiding Mike Vassell through it. He's, you know, settling him down, and there's a presence that Caro has at 22. That I think is going to really – I mean, you're already seeing it, but –
and then just like that he's learned English the way that he has, because he said that he knew in order to be a catcher, he had to be able to communicate with
you listening to my podcast?
We've talked about it. I think – I will start, but I think that's a great just commitment. You know how difficult that is. You and the Pope went through it, for God's sake.
Before you say use a catcher, put your fingers down – and they say nowadays, you know what I mean, you got to deal with so many
pitch
things.
Pitch
com.
Right.
It's like different guys, different arm. Before, that's a 12 guys, 13 guys. Now, every day, you have different guys got to deal with. I think that's the thing that impressed me the most about that kid. How he go out, play the game. And besides that, how stay together with the guys. You know what I mean? Every time you see the show on TV, the soon the inning is over, the pitching coach, everybody's there with the computers. And look, and this kid got it ready to go to hit. And he's, okay, I'll be back. You know what I mean? Like, that's what his deal. And Madras is doing tremendous. All the kids have been very, very impressed.
Why did they give him both the day off yesterday? That really annoyed me. Just because those two guys are the
well. Well, first off, he used to have like a Caro himself that he's a catcher.
Yes,
and he had caught 2 days in a row, and there was a night game after a day game. So that was part of that. And then Mydroth, his situation was he is a gamer, and what I mean by that, and the White Sox didn't really have too many gamers in their last regime. Let's just call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is he's dealing with a thumb thing, a shoulder thing, and an ankle thing, okay. And he's playing.
He's played through a lot of pain.
He's playing through it, yeah. And the White Sox are like, "Look, just take today off because you've been playing so much."
They're going to wind up winning that trade because that Montgomery kid's going crazy.
Well, they're
going
to win that trade.
Knock on wood.
If the Red Sox win the World Series, yeah, they win the trade.
He was the third. Mydroth was the third player in the trade.
Who's the other guy?
Braden Montgomery.
No, Kyle
Winkelman.
Winkelman Gonzalez.
Yes.
He's the fourth guy. You love Winkelman Gonzalez.
Just love the idea they got an extra.
Okay, if Winkelman Gonzalez makes it to the major leagues and he's good, then they definitely won the trade. That's the fourth guy in the trade. But I want to say something about Caro really quick because he grew up in Cuba and he wanted to be a leader. And he wanted to be like Yadier Molina. And he knew the only way to do that was he had to learn English. So he learned it 4 years ago.
Wow.
When 2021, that's when he learned how to speak English. And he's got a slow heartbeat. He's going to be my pick to click today.
It's funny because if they forget, I have 35 years in Chicago and he didn't learn yet. Still learning. That's how that guy's.
You know what, Ozzy? Maybe Edgar Caro can teach you English.
Yes.
I think that needs to happen. Yeah, you and him together.
But when you get Eric Caro a microphone, he forgot his English. You go, I don't. When I was 20, I was talking to Eddie. When back in the days, like 30 people in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Ozzy, I think your English is getting worse.
I know I make better money to speak English than when I was playing. How about that? How crazy this country is.
We're going
to speak in English, but I made more money when I was playing.
You guys stick around for one more segment?
Yes.
Of course.
Get your water bottle.
We got to hit a timeout.
CHSN. We're on CHSN right now.
We're on CHSN right now because you guys are here.
That's it.
You got us an extra hour.
Right.
It's Mully and Haw on the score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.